以下节目由大光明电视制作中心提供。
For a long period of time, the Aboriginal inhabitants of Australia lived an independent and peaceful primitive life on this ancient piece of land. The invasion of Western adventurers and colonists to this tranquil land turned Australia into a big cultural melting pot in the southernmost reaches of the earth. The people of this land are warm, energetic, and nature-loving. The Australian government emphasizes democracy, freedom, and human rights.
And the Southern Democrats' position is that everybody has the right to freedom of expression, the freedom of association, the freedom of religious beliefs, and we think that these people must be allowed to pursue the practice without any fear of retribution or reprimand from the authorities. They shouldn't have to lose their jobs.
The 2000 Olympics were held in Sydney, and Australia became a focal point of the world. Athletes from around the world competed here, and warm-hearted tourists came from every corner of the globe. In the crowded streets, Falun Dafa practitioners also appeared. They actively introduced Falun Dafa to people.
When you see Falun Gong people in the streets, please understand why we're there. It's out of our compassion and our understanding for the suffering that people are going through in China. And we'd like your support. If you see us in the streets with a yellow t-shirt or something like that, or practicing in the parks, please come and talk to us, because we're all very friendly and we all have good hearts, and we're only practicing what we understand as good things: truth, compassion, and forbearance.
It is hard to deny the purity, kindness, and beauty of one's inborn nature. The purpose of practicing Falun Gong is to return to one's original true self and to return to one's inborn good nature. When Falun Dafa puts the universal characteristics of truth, compassion, forbearance into practice, one can become compassionate and ultimately return to one's original true self. After learning Falun Dafa, many people are surprised to find out in the book Xuan Falun, Mr. Li Hongzhe has discussed many broad and profound principles of the universe in a most concise form.
I've been studying religions and philosophy for about 10 years of my life, and I found Falun Dafa answered many questions that I had that I couldn't answer, and no philosophy that I ever studied could answer, either Western or Eastern philosophy. And I've always believed that any philosophy should touch someone's heart and should be linked to the body as well. So I found the principles of Zen Shanren, truth, compassion, forbearance, very simple and very profound, and I practice them in my everyday life.
外国这个学员呢，都是很坚定，他们呢越来越多，他们每星期都有20多个。
Western practitioners are very determined. More and more are coming. There are over 20 of them coming to our activities every week. I think it's a good opportunity now to clarify the truth about Falun Dafa to all the world's people.
意识了我，逐步的时髦和酷的现代观念为所欲为，甚至连很充满的逻辑。 Back then, I was full of bad concepts. I only knew how to be stylish and cool, and made many mistakes. My relationship with my parents was stagnant, and I had no communication with them. Even though I sometimes realized that it was no good, and deep in my mind I told myself not to be polluted anymore, the attachment to self-esteem and vanity far surpassed my conscience and bogged me. Who really understood my contradictory mindset at that time? Who could encourage me to bravely return to my true self?
If a life has lost his true self, he will have no sense of direction and have nobody to turn to. Few people think about what we have become and what our society has become. In his work, Essentials for Further Advancement, Mr. Lee Hongzhu points out, human selfishness, greed, stupidity, and ignorance are interwoven with the goodness inherent in human nature, and humans are unknowingly creating everything they will have to bear. This is currently swallowing up society. Numerous social problems of various sorts are surfacing in the world, and crises lurk everywhere. Yet humans do not know to find the causes within their own nature. After the degeneration of morality, humans are unable to see that the terrible human heart is the poisonous root of social problems, and so they always foolishly try to find the way out in social phenomena. As a result, human beings never realize that all the so-called ways out that they create for themselves are precisely them sealing themselves off. As such, there are even fewer ways out, and the new problems that follow are even worse. The real reasons why millions and millions of people are drawn to Falun Gong is because they want to be good people, even enlightened people who are genuinely assimilated to the nature of the universe, truth, compassion, forbearance.
Encourage accordance with my practicing and holding someone who is high in the economy, and also for all other beautiful
Even though he didn't understand my cultivation and quest for truth, compassion, and forbearance, he was supportive of me and allowed me to hold 9-day Falun Gong learning seminars in his home. To accept this job meant that I had to leave Sydney and the supportive environment of fellow practitioners there. I had to live alone in a large, quiet house in the countryside, alone to face both my identified and hidden bad natures. As a practitioner, what would accompany me were the many tests that Dafa gave me.
Mr. Lee Hongzhu has encouraged practitioners to help each other to move forward and improve in their practice of Falun Gong. The goal of Falun Dafa experience sharing conferences is to provide an environment where practitioners can improve through listening to cultivation experience of other practitioners and by looking internally at their own selves and finding their own shortcomings in order to really obtain self-improvement. At the conferences, practitioners are dignified and do not show off or compete with each other. All they have are the pure hearts cleansed by truthfulness, compassion, tolerance.
I've seen the changes with my husband. When he was well, his temperament was very good and he was very nice to others. After he became ill, his temperament became very bad and he scolded me and our children all the time. He annoyed me very much. Our family members quarreled all the time and went home. After my husband studied Dafa, his temperament became very good. He doesn't want me to see doctors, and he doesn't want me to get out in the middle of the night looking for someone to massage his back anymore. Watching all these changes, I feel Falun Gong is very good. Since my husband started to learn Dafa, all my family members are getting along very well. We do not quarrel so often. I've only regained happiness. Therefore, when I came out to promote Dafa, I could talk to people about my own experiences. This cultivation was really to cultivate rootedness, compassion, tolerance. It could bring many benefits to the entire society and does not cause any harm.
Falun Gong talks about truthfulness, compassion, tolerance. This moves me the most, and I feel the current situation in China is extremely bad. They do not allow us to practice Falun Gong, and they also criticize us. Everything they have said about us is not true. I gained infinite benefits from Falun Gong, and our whole family is very happy. Recently, I married a Falun Gong practitioner. This is my husband. He comes from France.
Here in Australia, like today, I've come to see other practitioners from around Hong Kong, Taiwan, and to participate, and Australia, of course, and to participate in this event, to show Falun Dafa to Australians, who don't know as much about Falun Dafa as people in Taiwan or Hong Kong. And we sincerely want to show them what Falun Dafa is. It's a very good practice for their health, for cultivation. Yes, it's great. Thank you.
With the principles of truthfulness, compassion, tolerance, a genuine practitioner can become aware of the preciousness of life and the true meaning of why we exist.
Would you, can I ask you any questions about Falun Gong? Why not?
From ancient times to the present, philosophers and scientists have ceaselessly inquired into the real significance of the existence of life. But a clear explanation of this eternal mystery has never been provided. Even the father of 20th century science, Albert Einstein, chose to follow religion in his old age in a further search for the real answers to the meaning of life.
I thought that to get this kind of teaching that I would need to go to Tibet or to China or somewhere like that, but, well, I found it in Byron Bay. And I continued in Melbourne with practice, became very grounded, and I can't imagine doing anything else.
To my knowledge, with practicing in Australia, people receive very good benefits from practicing Falun Dafa. And I've heard many stories that the government documented as well of people receiving great benefits from practicing Falun Dafa. We have been sharing with the public the truth about Falun Dafa, that it is a authentic cultivation practice with ancient roots.
This ancient practice attracts people of different races and from different countries. Having different languages and different cultural backgrounds does not create barriers or misunderstandings in Falun Gong. In large-scale Falun Gong promoting activities and experience-sharing activities in different places, the common language for practitioners is the universal characteristics of truthfulness, compassion, tolerance.
From many perspectives, Falun Gong practitioners are beneficial to society. Since I practice Falun Gong myself, I know this very well. I try to do things well and to get rid of all my bad thoughts. Bad ways of thinking are caused by selfishness. In fact, I am sure that one will be a very good person in society after he starts to practice Falun Dafa. Falun Gong is good for the country and for the people, no matter where you live.
Actually, the greatest benefits I've received have been spiritual. I feel that I suddenly understand a lot of truth about being a human being. So spiritually, I feel that in simple words, all the hardships I have endured happened for a reason, and suddenly my spirit has found a way home. This is the kind of peace that I have been searching for spiritually. Therefore, this is what has meant the most to me.
In this current, extremely special historic period, people around the world have had the fortune to learn about truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance, to learn about Falun Gong.
People in hundreds of millions started practicing Falun Gong throughout the world. Why? What is this power, which allows them to face the most vicious persecution without fear?
I feel that this is such a great practice from China, and we as well as the whole nation are directly benefiting from it. In raising the standard of physical health and morality of the Chinese people, I feel it has hundreds of benefits and not a single drawback. So when they started persecuting Falun Gong, I decided to go back to China to understand the situation for myself.
Actually, I think we are the ones who are truly responsible for our nation. As I told the police, because I am doing business outside of China, I have my family, career, house, and car outside of China. Why would I make such an effort to go back to China? It is actually because I want to be responsible to the government. I don't want it to be like it was during the Cultural Revolution. At the same time, Falun Gong practitioners are responsible to other people. That is, we just want people to know the truth, the benevolent truth, instead of being deceived by lies.
Falun Dafa's principles of truth, compassion, tolerance have deeply moved people's conscience and awakened them, so practitioners stand up for it, because they want to tell the world how precious Falun Gong is. Actually, as practitioners, when confronted with someone's misunderstandings, practitioners express themselves from their hearts with great compassion. With the most sincere and humble attitude, they explained after practicing Falun Gong, each of them automatically changed their mind and knew how to be a good person. A good person who will not drift with the degeneration of morality in society. Unfortunately, such facts were misunderstood by those who are too used to political games.
You said that you can't put it inside, you have to leave it here.
They use their narrow minds and prejudiced notions to undermine practitioners' kind wishes, and with coldness and ignorance, they receive practitioners' appeal letter.
On July 20th, 1999, they started to arrest practitioners in China, and later they put Mr. Li Hongzhi on the wanted list. At that time, I began to appeal in front of the Chinese consulate. During that time, I left on several occasions to join some international activities in Australia. I also went to New Zealand, Hong Kong, Switzerland, and this time to the United States. I only left temporarily, and for the rest of the time, I always stay in front of the Chinese consulate. This isn't just me, there are several other practitioners. Some people don't understand. At the beginning, they would ask, what are you accomplishing by sitting here? How long can you persist? When will you quit sitting? At that time, we only answered that we don't know either when we would quit, and we just want to tell the Chinese government that it is wrong to persecute Falun Gong.
Mr. Li Hongzhou says that no matter how harsh the situation is, do not fight back when you are beaten or sworn at. But there is no response to such tremendous compassion, so Dafa practitioners have used various methods to seek help from kind-hearted people to solve the current crisis and ask them to face up to the brutal persecution of Falun Dafa.
The Chinese government uses the media to thoroughly spread their fabricated stories. Despite this, Falun Gong practitioners have become more determined to let people understand the truth of Falun Dafa, which is something they've never heard before.
I think the best way that practitioners outside of China can help are in two ways. One is for us to clarify what Falun Dafa actually is to the world, because the Chinese government has spread so much false propaganda about what they say Falun Dafa is, and that's gotten most of the press. So now we're doing Hung Fa, or spreading of the Fa, in such a way to let people around the world know that Falun Dafa is merely a practice based on truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance that makes people better people.
Parents give birth and raise their children. They leave all the best they have to their children, protecting them every step of the way from any possible harm. An old Chinese idiom says, even the fierce and tigers do not eat their young. Surely they do not sink their fangs or lay claws on their own young. Even the most dangerous beast knows to listen to the sincere words coming from the children.
那么我从李洪基先生的。What
I have learned from the thought taught by Mr. Li Hongji is that there are two sides to everything. So when the thought spreads in this world, it is sure to encounter resistance. I feel this would be something that was bound to happen, looking from the perspective of cultivation. It is a test for determination and resolution towards the Fa, and it's also a challenge towards the Fa itself.
Because I don't understand how truth, compassion, and forbearance could be taken to be negative things. So since I've been practicing, I've also tried to tell people about it and try to rectify the situation and keep explaining to people about how the Chinese practitioners are suffering in order to let the world know about these principles and that in one corner of the world there is still virtue for which people are willing to give their lives. And it's not political or there's no hidden agenda behind it. It's purely because they would like to cultivate these pure principles in all their actions.
Have you heard the calling from your heart? I want to treasure Falun Dafa. I will face up to the persecution of Falun Dafa. The iron bars outside the building again block the bridge of kindness. The gate is firmly locked. Orphan staff inside there turn a deaf ear to the calling of the outside world. Some people are watching us in the dark, observing. Friends, why don't you open your hearts and allow us to clarify the truth so that we can let you know about the facts? The characteristics of this universe is truth, compassion, tolerance. Yes, the principle of truth, compassion, tolerance will be rooted deeply in our hearts forever because we want to let the best part of our most original life grow like a big tree full of green leaves and remain everlastingly healthy and strong.